Hi, I'm Rekha and I'm the chief trainer of Kalpataru Consulting. In this video, we are going to discuss a part of the earned value analysis. So if you see, in general, earned value analysis helps us to understand how we have performed against the plan and whether we are in the good shape or we are lagging, and then take action according to the situation. So the earned value analysis has quite a number of calculations, and with respect to PMP content, and if you refer to PMBOK 6, the 49 process map, that is the entire project management processes, in that, in control cost, you will have this earned value analysis. Okay. So in earned value analysis, what are the different calculations? What are the different concepts? I'll just mention that, but we are just going to cover few of the calculations. Rather than calculations, I would say few of the concepts and the inference out of it. Okay. Yeah. So in earned value analysis, you can find cost performance index, CPI, cost variance, CV, schedule variance, SV, SPI, schedule performance index, EAC, estimate at completion, ETC, estimate to complete, VAC, variance at completion. I have already released a detailed video on the calculation, the inference and everything, but I thought we will focus on few of the terms from this what I have listed and what is the inference out of whatever the findings are. So let's start with cost variance. Cost variance, CV. So this is in comparison, that is whatever money you have spent in comparison with what you have completed, the worth of work you have completed, you are going to compare and see whether you have spent more or less. What is the variance? So though I'm not going to discuss in detail about the formulas, but let me mention the formula. Cost variance is earned value minus actual cost, EV minus AC. So if this calculation is going to come as positive, then we would say we are under planned cost, which means we have spent less than what we have completed and what we have planned. So if CV is positive, it is under planned cost. On the other extreme, if CV, cost variance, is negative, which is over planned cost, that you have spent more than what you have planned. If it is neutral, for example, you have spent 2 lakhs and you have completed 2 lakhs worth of work, it is neutral, 2 lakhs minus 2 lakhs, then we are on planned cost. So formula, yes, you may need to know, but it is not that important as of now for PMP exam. And even in the real world, you don't actually do the calculation. You enter the data in the system and then it is going to throw the data. But you need to understand what does it mean. So cost variance, if it is positive, it is under planned cost. If it is negative, over planned cost. If it is neutral, then it is on planned cost. Let's come to the other formula related to the cost, CPI, cost performance index. This is again in correlation with the formula is calculated how much you have spent against how much you have completed, right? So the formula would be EV by AC. Okay. So here it would be as a ratio. If the outcome of this calculation, if it is greater than 1, then what is the inference? So let's take it is greater than 1, let's take the number 1.2, which means what? You are operating at 120%, which means you have completed 120% of the work by spending the 100% of the amount. So to make it simple, let us take it is 1.2, greater than 1. If it is greater than 1, which means under planned cost, which means that you have completed more work and you have spent lesser than how much ever you have spent. So 1.2, so 120% performance, which means that you are greater than 1, you have spent lesser. So if it is, let me come to the point. If CPI is greater than 1, which means that it is under planned cost. On the other hand, if CPI is less than 1, Okay, let's take a number 0.8, which means what? You are operating at 80%. You have completed only 80% of the work by spending that money. Okay, so which means what? It is overplanned cost. You have spent that 100% to complete the 80% of the work. And if it is equals to 1, then you are at 100% on planned cost. So let me repeat, CPI, if it is greater than 1, which means under planned cost. If it is less than 1, it is over planned cost. If it is equal to 1, then it is on planned cost. This is with respect to the cost performance. Now let us look into the schedule. So again, there are two sets of formulas, schedule variance, which we can term it as SV, the short form. So the formula here is EV minus PV, what you have planned to complete and how much you have completed. Again, if schedule variance is positive, which means you are above, ahead of schedule. If schedule variance is positive, you are ahead of schedule. You have completed more than what you have planned. On the other hand, if schedule variance is negative, which means you are behind the schedule. If schedule variance is neutral, let's say it is 2 lakhs minus 2 lakhs, it is neutral, then on schedule. Got it? In schedule variance, if it is positive, it is ahead of schedule. If it is negative, you are behind the schedule. If it is neutral, it is on schedule. Another formula with respect to schedule, Schedule Performance Index, SPI. So here the formula is EV by PV. Okay. So here again, it would be, the outcome would be in ratio, whether it is greater than 1, less than 1 or equals to 1. If it is greater than 1, which means you are ahead of schedule. See, just put a number to it. Now 1.2, same way, or 1.5. So 1.5 means what? You have completed 150%. You are operating at 150%. Then it is naturally ahead of schedule, right? If it is less than 1, behind schedule. If it is equals to 1, that is you are operating at 100%, then you are on schedule. Got it? So we covered schedule variance, schedule performance index, cost variance, cost performance index. Let us now discuss on TCPI, to complete performance index. So this is not part of earned value analysis, but this is again a formula which will help you to understand the status of the project. Let me explain what is it. TCPI, to complete performance index. So which means we can say it is like your required run rate. Let me go back to the cost variance, okay, or cost performance index. Cost performance index, it is like your current run rate. So when I say current run rate, let us give a number as 0.8. So 0.8 means what? For every 1 rupee you are spending, you are earning only 80 paise, okay, which is your current run rate. Now when we compare this to TCPI, TCPI is required run rate. Let us take, it's a 1 year project. At the end of 3 months is where you are calculating all this, you are doing all these calculations, and you have 9 months more to complete the project. So TCPI is, in the rest of the 9 months at this stage, what should be your earnings, that is your required run rate. So TCPI, if it is greater than 1, let's give a number 1.2, which means what? From now, for every $1 you spend, you need to earn $1.5 has to be earned. Is it easy or difficult? You may just compare with this 1.5 and say, yeah, it is easy. But not so. See, even if you're going to miss any few earnings out of this expenditure, your burden will get accumulated. So if TCPI is greater than 1, it is difficult to complete, which is, it is going to increase your burden. On the other hand, if TCPI is less than 1, So just let's give a number 0.8 or 0.7, okay, which means what? For every $1 you spend, you need to earn 70 cents. It's much easier, right? So then TCPI lesser than 1 means that it is easier to complete. If TCPI is equals to 1, which means same to complete, right? So formula is one part. The inference is what is very important both for your PMP exam as well as for your real world project management preparation. So let me summarize again. Cost variance, CV, if it is positive, then it is under planned cost. If it is cost variance is negative, it is over planned cost. If it is neutral, then it is on planned cost. CPI, cost performance index, if it is greater than 1, then it is under planned cost. If it is less than 1, it is over planned cost. If it is equal to 1, it is on planned cost. Schedule variance, if it is positive, then we are ahead of schedule. If it is negative, we are behind schedule. If it is neutral, then it is on schedule. Schedule performance index, if it is greater than 1, it is ahead of schedule. If it is lesser than 1, we are behind schedule. If it is equal to 1, then it is on schedule. TCPI, to complete performance index, to complete performance index, that is your required run rate. If it is greater than 1, it is hard to complete. If it is less than 1, it is easier to complete. If it is equal to 1, it is same to complete. Got it? I hope you understood and got the clarity on these earned value analysis terms and the inference. If you have understood the concept, please like our video and subscribe to our channel for more learnings. Thank you.